Lil, do you think it's pronounced Norwich or Norwich?
Yes.
Right. Apart from a great cathedral, a soccer team referred to as the Canaries, and proximity to the North Sea, these days,
Norwich
can also proudly claim to have added Rebecca Bond to the hallowed ranks of key midweek drivettes.
Royal Radio on Siren Radio with Natalie Hayes Cowley and some of the finest theatricals on the planet.
It's back. It's back. I can hear the shouts of joy coming across all manner of wonderful things. Does that mean the joys of New Theatre Royal Lincoln? Of course it is. NTR is back with a cabaret spectacular for the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. First time, of course, since March last year. And to actually talk us through this, we have got a terrific trio of fabulous folk from, of course, the New Theatre Royal Lincoln to actually join Rebecca Bond on her debut production for this theatre news. But let's go initially to the person who, when I said, yes, Ollie, the system is still continuing with Siren Radio. We still carry on regardless through the magic of Zoom. Ollie Rushby from the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Alex. How are you?
Well, I think all's well with the world, really, in a year which has been mixed up with blended learning, with distance learning, with the delivery of stuff online, and of course with this grand new scheme of coordinating things where, as opposed to just phone links, we can genuinely connect with yourself and, of course, Natalie, and more from the NTR Lincoln. So exciting times. Rebecca Bond, I've got to ask you the question. We put it to most students, of course. Did you, in the pre-pandemic era, in your first year at the University of Lincoln, did you actually manage to get to the New Theatre Royal Lincoln?
You know, I didn't actually. It was always on a plan to go, but never got the chance. So when it opens again, that'd be the first thing that I'm going to have on my list. So,
well, there we are. The first thing on Rebecca's list. That must be good. Natalie, I can tell you sort of whoops of joy from your own point of view.
I was just about to jump in and say, okay then, darling, we will get you in the theatre then. We'll have you there.
Please do. Please do.
21st of May.
Perfect.
Exactly. Natalie, first of all, congratulations on the fact that you've managed to survive through the last year, because, I mean, just actually getting through it deserves huge congratulations. And many of our arts venues have had lots of challenges, and the New Theatre Royal Lincoln obviously being just one of those. But you have got through it. But just share with us what kind of challenges you've been going through literally over the last 12 months.
Oh, gosh, that's a difficult one. There's so many, to be fair. I think for us as a theatre, because we have Easter Sunday off and Christmas Day off, and the rest of the time we're full steam ahead, to go from 100 miles an hour and just being here all the time to stopping so abruptly and for such a long length of time has been really difficult for the theatre family, never mind obviously the patrons. So that's been quite tough for everybody. I mean, we've been busy. We were on furlough obviously for the first 8 months, and then since then we've been busy to the best of our abilities to do what we can within the theatre and working from home, just to reschedule shows over and over again, obviously, as all theatres have, and to do some much needed TLC to the building that we've never had an opportunity due to obviously being so busy to do normally. So, yeah, it's been tough is the honest answer. It's been tough.
And Ollie, from your own perspective, with respect to marketing and systems from there, I know from some of our other theatre connections, people have actually found it, shall we say, challenging from that point of view. How have you found the last experience? Presumably something which you were not prepared for back in the day at the University of Lincoln.
Yeah, I think challenging sums it up pretty nicely, to be fair. Yeah, it's just a lot of stopping and going, kind of waiting for the government to announce something, thinking, right, we can get going again, and all of a sudden it's like, oh no, another couple of months back. But finally, I think we're in a place now where everything's looking positive again, and obviously we made that big announcement on Monday, which I'm sure we'll get to soon, which is very exciting for us. So yeah, just can't wait to get the wheels turning again, really.
Do you know, it was the 19th of February 2020 when we had the last edition of Royal Radio. Ollie and Lee take the reins of the latest Royal Radio offering and clearly have a focus on the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, with features on the upcoming Catherine Cookson musical, The Cinder Path, with Nick Cochran, the first. It seems like yesterday, and yet, you know, again, in so many ways, we've been in suspended animation, Natalie, would you say, over the last thing? A bit like being in Narnia, perhaps.
Absolutely. It's definitely been a different way of working for us all. And I think it's been very strange, obviously, doing auditions and stuff via Zoom, and lots of emails, lots of phone calls for the team to communicate. We're a very tactile industry, so it's very weird having, you know, to be separate for
virtual
such a long...
Virtual hugs, Natalie, virtual hugs. There we are.
Yes,
virtual.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's very strange. It's like being in a movie, isn't it? It's like being actually in a film.
Well, you know, and one that hopefully sort of has a happy ending, which I'm sure it will, with Strictly Cabaret. Rebecca, over to your good self. Would you like to chat with Ollie and or Natalie? Natalie, of course, who basically she runs the whole thing, let's face it. And anybody else within the whole field, what questions would you like to put to them before we move on to Ray Quinn, Christina Orihanov, and indeed Strictly Cabaret and the excitement of the 21st of June?
As I said, I'm so excited to get back to that live experience again. I miss live music, I miss live performances. And I think a lot of people are in the same boat where they really, really are going to jump at the opportunity to go. So for any listeners that are planning on going to the Theatre Royal when they can, what kind of things are on offer? Is there anything that you'd recommend to go see? You know, is there something for everyone? What's on at the moment?
Well, I would recommend straight off the bat, obviously, Strictly Cabaret X. This definitely is a massive undertaking for us. It's kind of thanks to the Department for Culture, Media, Sport, and the Arts Council of England, who kind of give us some funding to allow us to put this show on. It's obviously a social distance performance, so it won't be a full 400 plus seater venue in, but it's a first step to get people back. So if people want to get back to theatre, that's the best way to come out and support us straight at this moment in time. In terms of other things we've got loads going on, from Sun Records and through to Total 90s, which I think the Total 90s is going to be right on my street. It's got tributes to Top Girls, a bit of Take That, a bit of S Club and Steps. But our other big announcement, I suppose, is our Comedy Night at the Royal. Last year, I believe we had to cancel four of them, which was a shame. But we're bringing back one this year. It's on the 29th, I believe, July. And it's got a great lineup. It's got Patrick Mahanan, who's a bit of an Edinburgh Fringe stalwart. He was actually in our first Comedy Night in 2017, and he'll be joined by Danny Posthill, who was a Britain's Got Talent finalist in 2015, and, drum roll, Steve Royal, who came third in this year's Britain's Got Talent as well. I mean, incredible. Amazing. Comedian, juggler, yeah. He's done a bit of everything, him, so there's lots to see.
Very exciting.
And Lee, I've got to ask the question. I mean, do you remember last year when you actually made your debut as far as the Theatre Royal show was actually concerned, and you made that time in, of course, the at that stage non-socially distanced Siren Radio Studios? Little did we realise then that when we're talking about various other bits and pieces, that Royal Radio would migrate effortlessly in terms of this whole new format of communicating, in which, as you can tell, obviously Rebecca and myself become such seasoned pros. We kind of have our interest in quaint, eccentric backgrounds, and of course, as ever with the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, we get a kind of wonderful image, which is almost like a surrealist René Magritte art scene, really, Rebecca. I mean, it's great. We're getting the voice and we're getting the scene. It's wondrous, wondrous. Anyway, Lee, what sort of year have you actually had?
Well, Alex, hello again, after such a long time. I was starting to think it was something I said on my debut, to be honest, but apparently there's been a pandemic.
Lee utters a few words, the whole world goes into pandemic meltdown. Unbelievable.
Yes, apparently so, but we were all in it together, and I'm pleased to say we'll all come out of it together and celebrate together. So, hooray, finally. This new way of communicating, I love it, to be honest with you, because I don't have to sort of try and plan travel times and run and rush where I'm normally lastminute.com, but this is great. I can sit here comfort. You can't see me, but I've got my pajamas on and a cup of tea in my hand, and I thought that was
Natalie's standard office outfit. I mean, I thought that was what somebody all the folk actually had, you know. It's very important. Or failing that, you actually go for the onesie, which I believe is basically where you actually have, it's a onesie, but the lower half is a duvet and the upper half is the shirt and tie. Something we actually launched a few months back. I think it was in association with Premier Inn, but what the hey. As you said, of course, Ollie, it is to your credit as much as anything else. I mean, I love to give credit for the Department for Digital Culture, Media and Sport, but let's face it, at the end of the day, it's you guys at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln who are managing to get this sorted through, that socially distanced performances will be there from the 17th of May. Rebecca is also, like yourself, of course, actually currently in Lincoln, because she's one of those students who's actually back for a few more weeks at least for the sort of blended package. So she might indeed walk past the New Theatre Royal Lincoln and see the sort of segment. But for the benefit of people who understandably might be feeling a little bit anxious, a little bit concerned, I mean, you know, I've had one vaccine. My second vaccine isn't until end of June, basically. But what are the sort of lines that are in place there? And how can you say it's all right, it's going to be COVID safe?
Well, we're proudly working to the See It Safely campaign, Alex, which is our industry-specific campaign to put everything we can into place to adhere to COVID guidelines as set by the government, obviously laws placed upon us, but also to give people the confidence to come back and enjoy the experience. At the end of the day, we've all got to be safe, and that's the key priority. And we've done everything we can and continue to do and revise everything we can to make sure. For example, we'll be cleaning our theatre before every performance, regularly disinfecting. Some of the routes have changed, staggered arrival times, to minimise the contact with others, really. But the staff here are great. The volunteers here are great. They're there to help everyone, as always. They'll guide people through, keep them safe, have an amazing night's entertainment. So please, yeah, if there's any questions, do get in touch with us.
Absolutely, we'll follow
email.
Through respect to that.
Anything with that, and it's all online also.
Excellent. So, Rebecca, Strictly Cabaret X, with indeed the Strictly Come Dancing magic of Christina Rihanoff, and indeed bringing the X Factor, Ray Quinn, not related to Niall Quinn, easily confused, one actually used to play for...
A man after my own heart there, Alex.
Well, I have
exactly.
No idea who you're talking about. Not a
yes.
clue.
Natalie, he used to look after Sunderland Football Club and play for Arsenal and Manchester City. So there we are, just a different line. And we know Lincoln City are doing very well as well these days. So we celebrate that too. Rebecca, any questions you'd like to actually raise and discuss? Because obviously, yes, mentioning sort of the battle between Lincoln City and Sunderland could actually open up a whole new wound for Ollie. Let's not go there. Anyway, over to you, Rebecca.
I mean, it's more of a broad question, but I think not only with businesses and, you know, live performances and things like that, I think personally we've been affected as well. So I was interested to know what everyone is really excited to get back to doing that they've missed out on in the past pandemic, for the past year or so during the pandemic.
Should I go first?
Yeah, no, you go
first. Well, the obvious thing for us guys is actually welcoming audiences into the theatre, mm-hmm. and welcoming touring companies and, you know, performers to the stage and being open and doing what we do best. And that is bringing the very best of live entertainment to Lincoln and Lincolnshire. So that we're hungry, we're waiting for it. This is what we do. This is what, you know, this is our blood. So for us, we absolutely can't wait for this show. And it's not long to wait either. You know, that Friday the 21st of May is our opening performance. It's going to be very strange for people, you know, in the audience, as well as the performers and us as a theatre family. It'll be very different. Mm-hmm. But it'll be a wonderful experience because we're hoping that this will be hopefully the one and only time this will ever happen. And then obviously in June, we can go back to full capacity. Everything's lifting, hopefully to a little bit more of normality. So it's quite exciting. We're quite excited. Obviously, we're a little bit, you know, nervous because it's very different for everybody. Of course it is. But more so excited. You know, we've been waiting a very, very long time. You know, it's nearly a year and a half to get audiences back into the theatre and performers back at the theatre. And I personally am very excited to start rehearsals and have that amazing feeling of the enjoyment of an audience and the lights and the magic of live theatre.
I know, so exciting. I can't wait to be back in the audience again.
I think there's such a nice kind of community element to it as well. I mean, not just amongst us guys that work here, but a lot of our a lot of our audience members are kind of loyal patrons that come show after show after show. So for those guys as well, it's kind of like coming out and seeing their friends again, which a lot of them haven't been able to do.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be nice to kind of let people meet up again. And for me personally, it's that buzz that you get in the auditorium just before the curtain goes out. I've kind of missed that feeling. So yeah, just looking forward to get back to that really.
And let's hope it's not the buzz of the electronic thermometer actually saying, oh, you've got a temperature that's high, too high, go away. I think that's just Hawaii. You know, that's the difference. Like, we were talking about...
Just you to lower the tone, Alex.
On a serious note, Natalie, if one can sort of just focus a little bit more, I'm surprised but interested by the fact that no longer are we actually pushing the joys of the wonderful teddy bear with respect to the Lincoln New Theatre Royal, but on the Summer Imp Trail, there is the opportunity to actually vote for Harlequin, the actual imp. Would you like to tell us a little bit about how people can vote for the imp Harlequin?
Yeah, Ollie, are you going to go and give us
first of all, I just want to put an exciting announcement that Teddy is just actually on furlough and he will be back.
Thank the Lord for that. This is critical,
He really will. Harlequin, he's looking, we've had a sneak peek of him, he's looking nice and shiny, he's going to be out this summer. But you can vote for him on the Lincolnite, basically. If you go onto our Facebook page and just have a little scroll down, you'll see one of our posts that it says basically go and vote for him. It's on the Lincolnite. You've only got until next Friday, though, I think. So, go and give us a thumbs up on that page and let's get Harlequin near the top.
Absolutely. And again, just for the benefit of people who are a bit confused, this is not somebody who has a friend called the Joker and refers to people regularly as Puddin. This is actually Harley Quinn, not Harley Quinn. Easily confused. You never know where you could actually head off on that sort of thing. It's very important. So looking ahead, guys, we see on the 29th of July, 2021, Patrick Monaghan will be comparing a wonderful evening from that point of view. We've got Danny Posthill, Britain's Got Talent finalist. Also, Steve Royal is coming on the whole system. So clearly, the comedy lineup is looking stronger and stronger, really, in terms of the package that you're putting together.
Absolutely. I think it's really important. We're going from strength to strength with our comedy nights. Obviously, we started them, as Ollie rightly said, in 2017. And actually, Patrick performed in that one. And he's an amazing comedian, hilarious, actually. And we've actually done, we've done 10 comedy nights. So this is quite important to us because we missed four last year. And obviously, we would have booked more in this year. And we wanted to come back with a bang, really, and build up momentum again for it because they were becoming incredibly popular within the city.
Now, I'm also, Natalie, looking at the one of the strap lines that's on the summer programme, the 2021 summer brochure, New Theatre Royal Lincoln bringing the very best in live entertainment since 1893. You could almost have a strap line there through two pandemics and two world wars. Still keep going.
You know what? It was very interesting. With you saying that, there may be a little surprise when people come back into the theatre. They may see something that kind of refers to that, what the theatre's been through and how long it's been. That's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah. I'm not going to say anything else. But yes, you are quite right. It's incredible what this theatre has survived. And it's including a pandemic.
Yeah. And of course, the establishment of two universities in the city of Lincoln as well. I know there's only one University of Lincoln, really, but we mentioned Bishop Christhurst as well. That can be traumatic for any particular environment, Natalie, believe me. Rebecca, anything else you'd like to find out about the New Theatre Royal Lincoln on this, as I say, your first Royal Radio?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to know where your experience in the company, because it sounds like such a fun place to be. I mean, as an audience member, as a visitor, it's fantastic. But to be involved in the Theatre Royal, how is that? And you know, it must be so exciting. I just want to hear all about it.
It's a madhouse, really. It's one big family. I'll go a bit reminiscent here. It was the kind of place as a kid where I came to see shows and I did a bit before. We worked backstage here and then moved away. And I always saw it from a distance, thought, oh God, one day I want to be back there. And then obviously Nat and Mike brought it back to life a few years ago. I was like, right, I've got to get back in there. And here I am. So yeah, it's just such a great environment to be in.
I think it's sort of you like to how to, you know, look, if you look at a swan on the water, you look at the swan at the top and it's graceful and it's, you know, gliding along, and under the water the legs are going like mad. That's kind of like this industry. And I'm just being honest, you know, to our patrons and to the audiences, they see the magic, they see, you know, the finished, you know, the article, they see the you know, the creation done. But a lot of work goes into that. So the passion is huge for, you know, for us all. But obviously behind the scenes, there's lots of, you know, intricacies that the guys have to do in marketing and, you know, putting these shows together and all the logistics. And as I say, it's really challenged the full team this pandemic, obviously having to reschedule so many shows. And just as they start announcing, oh, we're coming back and this is a new date. Oh, no, wait a minute. The government said we've got to hold on. Okay, well, let's do it all over again. So, but in general, this industry, is there's a lot of hard work to make magic happen. And that's the whole point of this industry, is for audiences to enjoy the magic. So the best sort of way of describing it is like swans. The audience see the swan glided along and people within the industry flapping their legs like mad under the water.
But it's all worth it because you are bringing it, the magic to life for us. So we all appreciate it and we're really excited to get back.
And a very apt swan metaphor, obviously, for the Brayford Pool. Those swans actually get on all sorts of things. There are other theatres that might use a swan metaphor, but where are the swans? You know, show us your swans. That's what we say to the likes of the Sunderland Royal and the Newcastle Theatre Royal. Show us your swans, you Geordies, you know? Anyway, another line. So let's summarise, because looking at upcoming treats, of course, as mentioned, Strictly Cabaret X, that's 21st of May through to the 19th of June, socially distanced, as we've said. Perhaps the last chance you'll have to have a socially distanced event in the theatre. That's got to be worthwhile, just on that uniqueness on that system. Yeah. And then, of course, Sun Records, the concert on the 24th of June, followed, of course, by much more music. Of course, we got Blake live in concert, not to be confused, of course, with the poet much beloved by our very own head of school at the University of Lincoln, William Blake. That, of course, is a different character of Blake, but this is Blake, a different connection entirely, presumably.
I should think so, yeah. Yes. Unless he started a boy band there, a classical boy band then.
I'm sure when he was listening to Angels or listening to that sort of things, he might well have been the case. Ollie, this is going to be a tough call because obviously you're going to say everyone, but are you looking forward to one of these in particular ahead of the others? Or is it a case of, look, it's the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. Frankly, every one of our shows, which you can find on newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk, is well worth accessing.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like you said, the easy answer is to say yes, everything. There is one show that kind of pings out to me. It's Father Brown, Murderer in the Mirror.
I was just looking at that.
Yeah. It's brought to us by Rumpus Theatre Company. They're here on Monday the 12th and Tuesday the 13th of July. They've brought us things like The Devil's Bride, The Ghost Touch and The Signalman. It's a really great company. And the show actually stars...
John Lyons,
thank you.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He was obviously David Jason's sidekick in A Touch of Frost. So that's a bit of
he's been in Upstairs, cat. Downstairs. He's been in the Onegin Line. He's been in On the Buses and George and Mildred.
He's a gem. I'd love to have him in Panto. That's my sort of wish at some point. He's such an incredible actor. And we're really looking forward to welcoming him back to the theatre for sure. But for me personally, looking forward to, I have to say, our in-house productions, and I'm just doing a little bit of a plea now to the audiences, because this social distance show is a real biggie for us. It's something that, again, we've not done before. This will hopefully be the first and last time doing it, but it's so important to us that we, you know, get the support from the patrons to come and watch this to keep us going, really, because we can't open until... to our touring shows until social distance is lifting. So we're all crossing our fingers for June that goes ahead. But yes, this is definitely the one that we're really saying, please, please, please get behind us and come and enjoy this show.
It's going to be a really great show. I mean, the cast is incredible, really. You've got obviously Ray Quinn, who was X Factor. He was Dancer on Ice winner. And then to theatre people, he's done a lot of things. He's Danny Zuko in Greece in the West End. I saw him on tour in Summer Holiday. He's been in the Wednesday. He's done loads. Obviously got Christina and Rihanna. I knew I was going to mess it up, Alex.
You've got Christina Rihanoff, but more importantly, Zoe Hannah-May is there. You know,
you remember.
the Maid Marian from the glorious world of Robin Hood.
Yeah, you remember her well. She's the most incredible voice, so really happy to have her back. And one of her friends, Lucy Kane, who was also on The Voice in 2017.
Yeah, she's so the Lucy and Zoe are actually two of a trio singers in a group. And actually, Lucy's mum is Linda Lusardi and dad is Sam Kane. So she's come from a sort of performing background, and both of them actually met on The Voice. And then since then, obviously formed a group called Nova. They're both incredible singers. And obviously with the whole bubble thing as well, we tried to make sure that our dancers are in bubbles and our performers. So it really helps with the cast as well, with the social distancing and making sure that we're doing everything for not just the safety of the audience, but also for our performers. So yes, it's an incredible cast. It's going to be a really fantastic cabaret show. The set's been bespokely built as we speak. And yeah, we're incredibly excited. Lots of gorgeous costumes, lots of sequins and sparkle and all the glitz and glamour of cabaret.
You know, I've got to say that, I mean, it's the sort of thing which would tempt all the citizens of Norwich to actually say, look, we might be back in Norwich, but we're going to make our way back to Lincoln for this. I just put that out right there, Rebecca, because I'm not sure how long you're still around in Lincoln for, but it does look as though it's going to be an absolute classic. Natalie, that whole notion of actually dancers in bubbles, amazing. I mean, you know, it just shows the quality that you can actually get there. It's
absolutely. Like, and for me personally, it's the first time working with ballroom dancers. So it's a new one on me. I've never produced a show with ballroom dancers. So it was a completely different sort of production for us as a theatre. And it's very exciting because we're looking to take it on tour around the country next year, which is quite exciting as well, obviously when social distancing is lifted. But yes, it's lots of beautiful gowns and lots of high kicks and just seeing all the different genres of dance as well, you know, all the Latin and foxtrot.
And just to actually prevent anybody suffering from FOMO, I know people talk about FOGO these days, fear of going out as opposed to fear of missing out. But if you are suffering from FOMO, don't. But bear in mind, there are only five performances of this exclusive one-off production that's strictly Cabaret X. And it is socially distanced, as we've heard, so it's limited seating. So basically, book now. That's the clear message that's coming across from that point of view. We will look to obviously cover that in all sorts of ways. But and the easiest way, Ollie, to actually start booking tickets for Strictly Cabaret X is how? How can people actually do that?
The best way is to head to our website. So that's ntrlincoln.co.uk. And then, yeah, beyond that, it's just on the front page there. I'll head on to our What's On It.
Yes.
It's almost too easy not to buy tickets. Well,
exactly. You know, it works in so many wondrous ways. But I do actually have to ask the question. Normally, we have, of course, in Royal Radio, a kind of musical break. We haven't really had that as such today because it's been a case of we've been exploring this whole joy, etc. But I feel, actually, that we should invite yourself, Ollie, to select what ultimate 90s chart-topping song you'd like to actually sort of wrap up the programme with today. I mean, you know, you got your girl power, you got your boy bands, you got your Men in Black, you've even got Peter Andre singing Mysterious Girl. I appreciate, Rebecca, as somebody who wasn't even born at this particular time of the day, you might sort of think, what strange language are they speaking now? You know?
What are the 90s, eh?
No,
oh,
I know them.
How do you choose, Alex? I'm going to go classic Spice Girls, Spice Up Your Life. Oh, what do you say to that? No, everybody's saying
I'm
no.
Just shaking heads. Everybody's shaking their heads. Absolutely.
I thought that's an absolute banger.
Absolute controversy breaking into play in Royal Radio's return back after the pandemic. Already, you know, Ollie makes the wrong choice with respect to Spice Girls and Spice Up Your Life. Yeah. Natalie, what would your choice have been?
That's it. Oh, me, myself, sorry. I would have gone for Matt Munro or Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Joe Longfellow, any of the older 60s, 70s music.
Well, I'm afraid
but, the 90s. But I mean, I have to say, though, in fairness to Ollie, I can't imagine the ultimate 90s party night featuring too much Matt Munro or indeed Frank Sinatra. You know, I'm just putting that there from a production point of view. You know, so I think I'm sorry, but you know, on Ollie's sort of behalf, and given that he's obviously suffering from Sunderland withdrawal symptoms these days as well, maybe we should actually just go for Spice Up Your Life.
I need to spice my life, Alex.
Well, exactly. It's been awesome connecting with you guys today. I mean, I feel as though it's almost as though we've never been away. And who needs the studio in the Siren Base when we've actually got the magic of this system to work our way through the whole process? Natalie and Ollie and, of course, Lee, back again. And let's hope we don't have another pandemic just because he's first year back all the time in the world.
It's another 18 months.
No, I'm sure we'll progress with respect to that. Rebecca, have you enjoyed your first experience of Royal Radio?
I've loved it, yeah. And as I said, I'm so excited to get back. So I'll be there supporting you. Even if I'm not here for uni in May, I'll definitely come back sort of May, June time just to experience Lincoln in the summer and, of course, come to the theatre. So excited to be back.
See, that sums up
the
whole
message. We can't wait to welcome you.
Oh, thank you.
Natalie, Ollie and Lee, of course, from the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. Huge thanks and keep on keeping on.